Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's a wealth of artistic talent in the St. Louis area, and we've enjoyed talking about that on numerous occasions here on St. Louis on the Air. But what's also true is that many artists have felt outright ignored at times by art institutions in our region. That frustration has led to innovation. 10 years ago, Brock Seals founded an event that combined his love for emerging artists of all mediums and his love for breakfast. It's called Art, Mimosas, and Pancakes, and this year it'll take place on July 19th at the Hawthorne in downtown West. Brock, it's great to have you back on St. Louis on the Air.
Happy to be here.
Also joining us in studio is Julian Keaton, the music director for Art, Mimosas, and Pancakes. Julian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this year marks the 10th Art, Mimosas, and Pancakes. Congratulations, Brock.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, I've been to this event twice now myself, and I plan to go again this year. Mm-hmm. But for those who've not heard about your event or been there, give us a quick run through of what it is folks can expect.
All right. So Art, Mimosas, and Pancakes is a collaborative art show. It features this year over 60 visual artists. So from different mediums, from photography to visual art, painting, fashion. And we also have vendors and makers. So a lot of people with different clothing lines, hand-sewn garments, you name it. And also we have food vendors. So you can eat, shop, view art. We have music performances. Am I leaving anything out? Oh, the pancakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The pancakes. So Dan Cakes will be there making pancakes all night for free.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to stand in the line and wait for them.
Yes. And it is worth the wait. And there are dance performances as well, right?
Yeah. So Cold Red will be performing. Amazing dance group. I'm excited for that myself. But alongside of them, we have different singers and rappers, mm-hmm. all from St. Louis doing their thing.
Yeah. Now, Julian, your role is as Art, Mimosas, and Pancakes music director. And this year, it involves managing 9 stage performances. And that includes one from the dance troupe that Brock has just mentioned, Code Red Dance. How did you and the team decide which artists will be performing live on stage?
Yeah, it's a team effort. So we go through every single individual submission that comes in. We base it off of their history in the city, and then also how often they perform, and if they've mm-hmm. performed at AMP before. So
does it mean that if they have performed before, that they have more of a chance to get on stage again?
We don't disqualify them for mm-hmm. that, but we just take note of it.
Yeah. The submission process, what does that entail? You know, when does that start?
So, Brock, I think you could speak a little bit more to that.
So it usually starts around April.
Mm-hmm.
We may want to start rolling it out a little bit before then because a lot of people miss the submission deadline.
Okay.
I mean, people even to this day still hit up and ask, is there space?
Yeah.
But it usually rolls out around April, and you can find that through our website, ampexhibit.com.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you're trying to cover as far as breadth goes, like different kinds of art, different kinds of dance?
From the music perspective, we want to make sure that all sounds and styles are represented. So mm-hmm. everything from the hip hop to the R&B, we've also had reggae and Afro beats in the past.
Mm-hmm. And with the art.
Absolutely.
Brock.
I mean, we want every voice to be heard, every mm-hmm. type of art to be represented if possible. I mean, with the venue, it's kind of hard for us to showcase sculpture artwork, and because it's like a big event, so it's a lot of people moving around. But other than that, we have like really young artists. So like one artist this year, his name's Aiden, he's 6 years old.
Oh wow.
And this will be his first art show, and he's actually the youngest artist that we've ever been able to exhibit.
Okay. We like young here. We did I'm a Llama by Amore,
uh-huh.
a little track during our monthly music roundup. So,
that is dope.
Yeah, it's great to hear about that. You know, speaking of age, Now, 10 years is a long time to do anything consistently.
Yeah.
And it's also the amount of time it took me and my husband to grow and raise a little human who has come to
AMP
with y'all. Yeah. So in many ways, Art Mimosa's Pancakes is like your baby.
It is.
Now, you have shared in the past that your inspiration for this event came out of a desire to create a space for emerging artists to showcase their work.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a specific event, you know, a moment, maybe an interaction that you had that really got Art Mimosas and Pancakes rolling?
Yeah, I would say I got inspired from an event that happened, I want to say 2010, no, not 2010, but it was in the early 2015-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was an event called Vibes.
Okay.
And Vibes was similar to Art Mimosas and Pancakes. It was a showcase of St. Louis talent. So there were performances, there were food, art, and I just seen how the city came together and how much talent was being showcased. And outside of that, it was really nothing that we had that, you know, we could express ourselves through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I seen the success of that, and I say, you know what, I can add on to this energy, because we need more than just one event to showcase all of our talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so after attending that, I was like, you know what, let me take a chance and try my own.
Yeah. Where were you in your own career as an artist when you started Art Mimosas and Pancakes back in 2015?
I was fairly new. I was about maybe 2 to 3 years in. I was studying at Florissant Valley. At that time, I had just learned how to paint and how to draw. You know, mm-hmm. I always had the creative ideas, but I didn't necessarily know how to express those ideas. So I was fairly new to it. But I feel like my ambition to succeed and just me within business, I always looked at the next steps. Okay, I learned how to paint. How do I sell this artwork?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a bunch of friends and a community. Like, how can I continue to bring everybody together, you know, for a greater good? So that's kind of what led me to creating this event.
Yeah. Julian, what was your introduction to Art Mimosas and Pancakes?
Yeah, I want to say it was the 2019 AMP. Just being I don't want to say participant, but just showing up and just having a good time.
And was there anything about the event, the energy, you know, what you were seeing that felt particularly compelling to you?
Well, what's funny is it's kind of a full circle moment. So Brock talked about Vibes. I was one of the original sponsors for the first few Vibes.
Oh, okay.
And so being at AMP, it just was a good remembrance of that, and just the energy and the way that the community comes together for it. It's no greater feeling.
Mm-hmm. Julian, you have a very particular role in the greater sort of art infrastructure, we can call it that, of this event. And that's specifically on the business end of things. You're the talent manager. When you talked with Brock about Art Mimosas and Pancakes, what did you think about the underlying idea? I know that you understood it as a participant, as an attendee, but in talking with Brock, what is it that stood out to you about potential?
Yeah, I think it's just the vision. Like Brock has one of the most amazing visions when we talk about what it means to bring community together and get people to want to share their art and just having a platform for folks to share their art.
So 10 years, again, to go back, that is a long time also to keep people engaged.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you have done in order to maintain momentum? We were interrupted by the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did you manage to keep things going, Brock?
I would say it's just my resilience and the city's resilience as well. I mean, when you got a lot of passionate artists and passionate people about, you know, art, no matter what you're going through, you're going to always want to find a way to push forward. And I look at Art Mimosas and Pancakes as like a celebration of not only what we're building here in the city, but just celebrating artists in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't feel like there are opportunities, but not many opportunities for emerging artists to have that platform in the city. So, you know, when you feel like you don't have any opportunities or outlets, you look forward to this. And it's like, all right, we ain't gonna let nothing stop us from making this happen. We're gonna do what we gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's just been the underlying tone, which has propelled us 10 years.
Yeah. For emerging artists, it's really important to find avenues for getting your art in front of people and to make a living from creative work. And that means that they're usually becoming or leaning into entrepreneurship. And mm-hmm. so to that end, Art Mimosas and Pancakes is aiming to cultivate opportunities for artists to do that, to make a living from what they're making, and also to learn on the job. Now, Julian, in your experience and in your opinion too, as a talent manager, how much work does St. Louis need to do in order to have a more fully functioning art ecosystem, you know, beyond a single event like that, like AMP? And what would bring it on par with, say, you know, Chicago or Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's the biggest would be a mindset, right? I think a lot of folks don't really know what it takes to be able to be successful with their business and bring in that intersection with art. And so when you think about the mindset shift, that has to be being coachable. And one of the things that I really want to push and advocate for is for organizations to really put a strong emphasis around workforce and professional development, because, you know, we have a ton of folks who are also non-artists but want to be in the art space. You know, and there aren't many opportunities for them to develop themselves and get the skill sets that they need to be able to also flourish. So I would say those would be the biggest things.
Mm-hmm. What's the most, I mean, common misconception that emerging artists have that, Julian, you have to, like, you need to school them on how things really should work?
Yeah, it's the business. You know, it's as simple as how do you make money with what you're trying to produce? And a lot of folks don't really understand all of the different nuances that come with having to generate revenue for yourself to sustain yourself. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first and probably the most important.
Yeah. How about for you, Brock? What have your observations been about things that emerging artists don't have a good grasp on?
Mm-hmm. I would say converting your art as a hobby to making it professional. So you have a day job and you treat that, you know, with that same type of effort, showing up and being professional. You got to take that times 10 when you're representing yourself as an artist. So professionalism is 100%. Needed.
Mm-hmm. Are there a couple of examples, Brock, of where you have seen Art Mimosas and Pancakes be a place where artists have some significant learning moments? And that can include making some mistakes that then they course correct and understand how to deal with things a little bit better.
Yeah, I would say the unique thing about Art Mimosas and Pancakes is the diverse crowd that we bring out. I mean, you have people young as 2 to 3 years old, oldest, you know, 80 years old, from Black, white, different types of backgrounds. So for one, being in a space together with these different people who you probably never would have say hello to on the street, you know, being in a space and coming together over art, I think that is like the first step as far as, okay, how do I communicate with these people, you know, what do we have in common? Mm-hmm. When you realize you do have this art in common, you break down some of those social barriers. And I feel like that is a good way to just help cultivate the city outside of Art Mimosas and Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Julian, you had mentioned earlier workforce and workforce development and understanding artists across many different mediums. Maybe that's not something that people think about. So in order to build up the arts infrastructure of St. Louis, what are a couple of really specific things that need to be built up in STL?
Yeah, I think to start, there really is not an incubation system for artists and non-artists to be able to explore the business and the commerce of art here locally. So I would start there. You also think about just being able to occupy different spaces. So one of the conversations that gets talked about amongst other talent managers is, say, live production. You know, there's promoters who are not fully trained on how to properly promote. And then also for artists, a lot of the time they've never done a sound check before. Mm-hmm. So having to get that hands-on skills and experience is key.
What does a sound check involve?
Yeah, so it depends on how large of a scale that artist has production-wise. So if it's just a artist and a DJ, it's literally you mic checking the mic a couple of times, walking around the stage, hearing, checking to see if the monitors that are on stage are appropriate for you to be able to hear yourself. Mm-hmm. If it's a 6 or 8-piece band, that gets a little bit more complicated because each musician has to go through that same process. But yeah, it's a pretty detailed and technical component to any live production.
Mm-hmm. So the making sure that the teamwork is happening, that's a big part of it.
Yes.
The spaces that AMP, Art Mimosas and Pancakes, has been in, where have those spaces been? We said that this year it's going to be at the Hawthorne. It was there last year, the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Where has it been before?
Before that, it was at Mad Art Gallery, which is now something else now.
Okay.
But it was in Soulard area, so... Mm-hmm. We had Art Mimosas and Pancakes there from 2015 on up to probably about 2019-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
That first one maybe that you went to?
Yes.
Julian? Yeah. What have you learned, Brock, in these moves to different places? I mean, that to go from a space that is so much smaller to a larger one, what was the learning curve like for you?
Logistical. I mean, the bigger the space, the more people that you have to account for. So one good thing that I liked about the older venue is that we could hang our artwork on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So with this new venue, we have to bring in our own walls to hang art on. So you're adding another component to where, you know, set up, take down, takes a little bit longer. But it's a good problem to have as far as growing. And with even in this space, we're kind of outgrowing this space. So we have always been toying with the idea of, okay, how can we expand this event, but keep it art-centered.
Yeah. In the time, Julian, that you have worked with Art Mimosas and Pancakes, what is something that you have learned as a talent manager from producing this event that has been really valuable, you know, outside AMP?
That's a great question. I would say reiterating the sound check for the artist's perspective, just realizing that a lot of artists have not gone through that. And then secondly, the component of how people interact with the visual art at events like this, mm-hmm. and like how does that attention divide happen for the artists that are performing on stage?
Yeah.
That's a super interesting dynamic.
What have you learned about that?
That people's attention is very short.
Okay.
And so, but as long as, you know, I think the music is good and the art is good, it blends really well.
Mm-hmm. Is that a consideration that you're making, Brock, as you curate? Like, how does this music, what people are hearing and what people are seeing and what people are tasting?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I feel like everything kind of coincides a little bit because it's coming from the same culture. So somebody who makes this certain type of food, they may hear some of their favorite type of music or the music that they hear while they're making the food. So I feel like if anything, each component inspires one another. So it just flows.
Mm-hmm. The event is one that is open to all ages. And yes. I want to make sure that we get to this because community includes mm-hmm. people of all ages. What is it that you have for people who are going to come in with kids?
So we also have a Little Palettes Corner, and that's something we rolled out last year. It's basically a space where you can just create art while you're at the event. A lot of kids come in with a lot of energy, and once they see the art, they immediately want to try it themselves. So we have a space where you can create art.
Mm-hmm. What is it that people have told you, Brock, about the community that you are cultivating with Art Mimosas and Pancakes? Is there something that kind of sticks with you? And maybe in those moments mm-hmm. where things are starting to feel a little bit overwhelming,
yeah.
what is it that keeps you on track?
What keeps me on track is the vibe that we curate throughout that event. I mean, it's rare that you can get 1,500 people in a space at night, you know, and it'd be no drama. You know, it's just good vibes, smiles, energy, people wearing nice outfits and enjoying art, people meeting each other. So, I mean, I don't go to often events in St. Louis of that magnitude where it's no drama throughout mm-hmm. the whole night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I hate to kind of highlight drama, but that's just one thing that I love about it is the vibe that it curates for that one night. It seems just like heaven.
Mm-hmm. And in our last 10 to 15 seconds, Julian, what is it that you are looking most forward to this year, this 10th year of AMP?
I would say just the excitement, the continued excitement from everyone. It should be, I think, what it's been the last 10 years and then some.
Mm-hmm. Julian Keaton is the music director for Art Mimosas and Pancakes, and Brock Seals is the founder of this event that is now celebrating its 10th year. Thank you both for joining us today.
Much love.
Thank you.
The 10th Art Mimosas and Pancakes will take place Saturday, July 19th at the Hawthorne in the downtown West neighborhood. Tickets are on sale at ampexhibit.com.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.